I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making the ghost action. They're going to run a float pass. Nussan! Touchdown! Kansas City! Patrick Mahomes! A 17th career postseason touchdown pass. The most in NFL history in a player's first four seasons. Finding Kelce wide open. And it's human pyrotechnics dressed in red, white, and gold. Chiefs go to that rocking L. Now they go to a flip bone set. First down play. Mahomes keeps it on an RPO at the five. Gets a lead block. He goes into the end zone near side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, a 16-yard run. His second rushing touchdown of the game.
And there's those highlights again. That's from the 2020 AFC Championship game and the 2024 AFC Championship game. If you're not there yet, you should be, because it's Red Friday. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween to all of you listening to 96.5 The Fan. Welcome to Fesco, Dusty, and Mac Morey's little morning session on a spooky day.
Yeah, so. It is very scary out there this morning, isn't
it? Yeah. Scary cold, that's for sure.
Oh, boy, yeah, it is a little chilly out there. Saw my breath this morning in a big way for the first time probably this fall season. I'm ready for winter to be over. I'm ready for spring and summer to come back. I don't like these last couple of days, but it is Halloween, man. We're going to have a lot of fun, and tomorrow begins the beginning of November. The end of the year is officially here. Eating season is upon us. You're dressed like a Surfside iced tea, and we're all ready to have a great day,
Surfside,
right?
Lemonade.
Oh, I like it. There it is.
Strawberry and vodka, and
yeah,
I have the government health codes on the back.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, nice. Yes. Surfside is made with vodka, iced tea, and or lemonade, natural and artificial sweeteners. 4.5% alcohol by volume. There you go.
Smash.
Way to go. I like that.
And then on the other side, where my crotch is, it says zero bubbles, zero troubles.
That's right. You've got the government warning. You should have a government warning on you at all times, let alone just for today.
Probably fair. That's probably.
It was just too easy, Dusty. Yeah. I mean, if I didn't hit that one out of the ballpark.
Lock them up. Yeah. Saturday and Sunday, I am incarcerated within my house. Monday through Friday, they let me go out 4 hours.
Yes, go look at him in his window tonight.
Yeah. Oh, well, we have that one guy.
Yeah, that is true. You do have that guy.
Dusty's house.
Yeah, well, you show up and see what happens, you know. Hey, I got a dog. Yeah. Are you giving out candy tonight?
Yeah,
are you?
I actually think I'm going to help my buddy and his friends out tonight.
Okay, cool. That's the way to do it, yeah.
Yeah, they go to his in-law's house in Lee Summit, and they go around that neighborhood. Starts at 5:30. Didn't know it was a huge deal. Everybody brings food. Oh. Get this. One of the people that show up, it's 50 Cent Corn Dog Day at Sonic.
Wow.
They buy 75 corn dogs and give them out to kids.
Oh, wow. They give them out to the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. That's cool.
Kind of a cool little thing. So you could get a corn dog while you trick or treat. So
I like that.
When you see me in this random neighborhood in a Surfside costume eating a corn dog, don't call the cops.
And then he has another corn dog and another corn dog and another corn
dog.
Did
you already come by?
Is that a corn dog in your pocket, or are you just happy to be here?
I was struggling. Strawberry lemonade. Now I'm peach tea.
Yeah, totally different corn dog guy. That's
shut up, Barry. Give me a corn dog.
There's a food thing on X, formerly Twitter. Like, it's just like weird foods I send you guys sometime. Yeah. And they were doing like Halloween things yesterday. And I can't remember what the name of the thread is. It's like bizarre foods or something like that. And they were doing like weird Halloween things. And one of them was a bucket of bags of Sprite.
What?
Ziploc bags full of Sprite.
Oh, wow. Every once in a while, we had people that would give out cans of soda.
Yeah, now, Ziploc bag full of fans.
Yeah,
kids in college, you're going to slap the wine bag. You might as well learn and do the Sprite.
And let me tell you this. I mean, I'm sure there's a news story that's out there today. Like, all the local news are going to do this.
Check the candy,
right? They're lacing it with marijuana. I promise you, parents are not lacing the candy with weed.
Well,
maybe in Kansas, but you know, maybe today we'll know about the stadium. Here's the thing. Do not think that people are lacing the candy with weed. Do people know how much that costs to do? The cost effectiveness of lacing candy with weed is not something parents are sitting around doing, I don't think.
And I can promise you those gummies that they have are in the cupboard way up high.
That's right.
Not near the candy bowl.
Yes. There was an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond years ago where it got down to the brass tacks and the father was kind of staying at the house while they took the kids trick-or-treat. He started giving out, you know, prophylactics at them. And the whole neighborhood got mad because he was passing them, and they looked like little gold chocolates. He didn't know, allegedly, right? And started passing them. Whole neighborhood lost their mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so be careful of that as well tonight if you're walking around. Somebody's passing out, you know, condoms.
Oh. Your parents are upset that you're trick-or-treating. Here, give this to them.
Yeah.
Tyreek.
That's like horseradish.
Yeah. Oh, boy. We didn't get to it fully yesterday to describe certain Chiefs players as candy bars. We got to Travis Kelce, who is a Snickers.
That's
because
right.
Every once in a while, he loses his mind on the sideline, and you're not yourself when you are hungry.
That's right.
But we'll get into that. We'll figure out who the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is. I think it's obvious.
It's Patrick Mahomes. It's so the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, right?
Yeah. So, like,
it's the greatest candy out there.
You know, unanimously liked. It's normally in the top three of every category. There's always that one clune that doesn't like it
right.
Because it's like... Like, Dan Orlovsky doesn't like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but he ran out of the end zone.
Yeah. Dan Orlovsky doesn't like much, though, when it comes to food. He's got
like
bad habits.
Bit. Yeah. Somebody says, no doubt, and if people were giving out drugs on Halloween as Halloween candies, I would not have stopped at 11.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Daryl.
What do you got there?
Yeah.
So what
razor blades and apples is another
one. Yeah, that's another good
See,
one.
See,
yes.
I found out the older I got in life that the whole, like, pull your candy out and separate it and make sure which ones, that was just mom and dad trying to score a little bit of candy.
No kidding.
Well, I didn't know that when I was 9. I'm like, mom and dad know it all. Yeah, you can have this Snickers, this Milky Way. Wait a second. How come all I have left is the, that's because they don't like Skittles.
Right.
And now, you throw anything gummy-wise in my bag, I mean, like, Lifesaver gummies.
Oh, yeah, Lifesaver gummies were great,
over,
man.
Dude.
If you could get them on your tongue, you know, those were awesome.
Do that on a Tuesday, you might extend into overtime.
I kind of liked the assessment of my candy after kind of.
Did you sit down and sort?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure
did.
Kind of sorted.
All of my friends did.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I had all the Snickers. This is just OCD 101, but I had all the Reese's, all the Snickers, all the, you know, Milky Ways, all the Three Musketeers, all the Skittles, all the Starbursts. The Starbursts were sectioned off in colors.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Dude, it started when I was like 7, dude.
That is crazy, man.
I was eating it too quickly to do that.
Yeah, one piece a night is all you're going to get. Okay, that's all we're going to have. And then by the November 15th, we have no candy left. Like, where the hell did it go? We only got a box of Nerds and some Smarties left over here. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, if you're still passing out the orange and black taffy, come on.
What about a popcorn ball, too? That's another bad
one.
Aren't good.
Unless you make it yourself, I respect the going a little bit further on.
But I'm not going to eat that if you make it yourself, just so you know. I'm being very, like,
that's fine. Somebody in your house will.
I'm sure somebody will. But, like, for me, like, you make something, I'm kind of out on that one. You know,
candy
that's just
corn,
where I am.
Y'all?
You know, candy corn is not that great, but if it's there, I'll grab a handful. Like, who doesn't, right? It's there.
I like the pumpkin version.
The pumpkin versions are pretty good.
It just, for some reason, tastes different.
I don't know if I've had that.
Just a little pumpkin. Pumpkin candy corn.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Used to bite the stems off.
Bite the stems off. Yeah.
It's like the bunny Reese's.
I used to like to eat the candy corns by color, you know, the white, the yellow, then the orange, you know, you kind of see if you could get it all in one bite, you know, get each color separate like that.
I once had a girl I called candy corn. It didn't last very long. Happy Halloween to all of you out there. Be safe tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Could actually have like a good Halloween. Going to be chilly, but it's not going to be wet.
No, not
rain.
Wet.
Not going to be windy. What do? Start at like 6:45?
I'm out of that game, man. I don't know what's going on. I know there's parties. That's all I know, right?
Well, if you got littler kids, don't you start when it's a little lighter?
You want to start now if you got the little kids getting to bed.
Yeah,
I mean, you do. You want to start when it's a little bit lighter. That's why we've waited till this time of the year to turn the clocks back, you know, so everybody can get out and do their Halloween thing and have some more daylight, I guess. Ooh. But if you get your kids out there early and, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock, something like that, get them going, get them moving, and then, you know, you can get done by 7:30 or 8 o'clock. That's all they need is a couple hours out there, if that. I mean, if you got little kids, they go to 5 or 6 houses and then they collapse on the ground because they're tired. That's a win,
right?
You know,
Speaking of Chiefs players that would be a candy bar, Butterfinger, Kadarius Toney.
Yeah.
Now rap star.
I saw that yesterday.
Better believe it.
Yeah, I did not listen to anything yesterday, but he's dropping an album today, I think.
Yeah, rap
Joka?
Yeah, rap superstar Kadarius Toney, known by his stage name as Young Joka, announces
his
new album.
Hey, stop. Did you just use a term called rap superstar?
I didn't use it.
But you said that, right? Mm-hmm, rap superstar. Like, he's not had one thing out yet, and he's not a superstar on any metric.
Well, the album's called Warrior for Life, L-Y-F-E. And he announced that the new album is dropping today. We will be listening is the end of the tweet. It says, Free Tana is song number one. Atlanta is number two.
Oh, yeah.
Number three is Live Life. Number four is Down Bad. Number five is Why Silent with a Y and then the word silent. Number six is Mid. Number seven is Bands. Number eight is Fish Tank. Number nine is Toes. Ooh. I would assume that's about his time in Kansas City.
Yep.
And then number 10 is Thursday.
Thursday.
That's it.
Okay, that's his favorite day of the week,
I guess.
Young
Joka.
10 songs, 28 minutes.
Oh, wow, let's really? Go. That's 2.8 minutes a song. That's really good. That's a Magic Johnson-style tweet right there.
From dropping footballs to dropping bars.
Oh, man.
Kadarius Toney.
What do you think he's
going
to be better at?
Rapping.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. And that's a stretch because it's not going to be very good.
Mac, do me a favor because I know you can do this really quick. What are the Ravens' odds now to win the AFC North?
All of it, yeah.
Minus 105?
Minus 105 before last night.
I saw minus 115 last night is what they were talking about on the broadcast a little bit. So somewhere in that range,
Because Pittsburgh plays
right?
the Colts this week, and we would probably assume.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Or this is one where the Colts like go back to being the Indianapolis Colts, right? The Pittsburgh Steelers find a way to win. In these games when nobody expects you to win,
right.
kind of usually win those games.
Minus 145. My God. Holy cow.
After last night's performance, and you've been on this, and I'm going to continue to say Mac's been on this
since day one
because he has been. Like, they're 0-7, and he's like, oh, they're going to win the division, right? Okay, fine. But you know what it is? It really is, and I wish I would have kind of thought about this a little bit sooner than today. And actually, I thought about it yesterday. We're watching the 2015 Chiefs right now in Baltimore. When they started 1-5 and then won 10 straight and ended up getting into the postseason and then winning their first playoff game in 20-some years, beating the Houston Texans that year 30-0. And honestly, I think the Baltimore Ravens are probably a better team than that 2015 Chiefs team was, right? You got Lamar Jackson versus Alex Smith, on the team. Just the quarterback alone. Obviously, Lamar is one of the greatest, that we've seen in this generation. Alex is good, but he's not Lamar Jackson. Lamar was brilliant last night. You get a healthy Lamar Jackson back, and anything can happen. Now, they are playing must-win game after must-win game after must-win game after must-win game. Great leader in John Harbaugh. He can get them through that. Good quarterback, obviously, in Lamar. He can get them through that. But they've already played two must-win games this week. They played a must-win game on Sunday. They played a must-win game on Thursday. That's two must-win games that they've had. Everything else now is a must-win game if they want to make the playoffs. That's hard to keep up that level of, drive for the entire season where you have to win every game or your season's over. It really is remarkable that the Chiefs did that. And if the Royals had not won the World Series that year and, been playing deep into November, and I think actually Sunday is the anniversary of the Royals winning that, or maybe it's tomorrow. I can't remember if it's the first or second. We would have been talking more about the Chiefs, but the Royals won that world championship.
Is it the first? Because I remember Halloween and there's significance there somehow.
Yeah, there's somehow, some way, but I can't remember what it is. But if the Royals didn't win the World Series that year and carry us all the way to Christmas time, basically, we would have been talking more and more about that Chiefs starting 1-5 and then reeling off 11 straight to get it, the 10 to get in the playoffs and then that first playoff win. Like, that's one of those moments in this era of Chiefs football that does not get talked about at all because of that 1-5 start. Royals won the World Series. We forgot about the Chiefs and all of a sudden, holy cow, they've won 10 in a row. They're going to the playoffs, So can Baltimore do it? Yeah, the 2015 Chiefs did it, but it's going to be tough for Baltimore to do it. But there's still a possibility that they can get out there and make a run at this thing.
This was the head coach about his quarterback returning.
So it's been a long journey, man. It's been a hard road, not just the 30 days, but even before that, I'm proud of him. I'm proud of the way he came out and played, and I'm proud of the way Tyler played last week. Both those two guys played well. T. Martin deserves a lot of credit.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, he did a great job with those guys and Monk and the offensive coaches. I thought the game plan, what we've done with the offense the last 2 weeks has been really, really, really good, really, really excellent. So we got to keep building off that.
So that's John Harbaugh on the return of Lamar Jackson. This is Baltimore's next five games: at Minnesota, at Cleveland, Jets at home, Bengals at home, Steelers at home.
Yeah.
And then maybe that December 14th game when they go to Cincinnati is the return of Joseph Burrow.
Yeah, could be. And at that point in time, is anybody going to care for Cincinnati because another player just has to be traded?
And I think it's Jake Browning this week, and Joe Flacco won't be playing. So that's a problem.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.